Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 6, conversation between Narada and Vyasadeva, text 15. Tasmin nirmanuje aranye pipala upaste ashita Atmana, Atmanam, Atmastam, Yatashutam, Achintayam, Tasmin Nirmanujairanye, Pipalopasta Ashuta, Atmanatmanam atmastam yatashrutam achintayam tasmin nirmanuje ranye pipalopasta ashutah atmanatmanam atmastam Yatashutam achintayam tasmin nirmanuje ranye pipalopasta ajuta atmanatmanam atmastam yatashutam
in that nirmanuje without human habitation,
Aranye,
in the forest,
Pipala,
banyan tree,
Upaste,
sitting under it,
Ashutaha,
taking shelter of,
Atmana,
by intelligence,
Atmanam,
the super soul.
Atmastam,
situated within myself.
Itashutam,
as I had heard it from the liberated souls.
Achintayam,
thought over. Translation. After that, under the shadow of a banyan tree in an uninhabited forest, I began to meditate upon the super soul situated within, using my intelligence, as I had learned from liberated souls.
Purport. One should not meditate according to one's personal whims. One should know perfectly well from the authoritative sources of scriptures through the transparent medium of a bona fide spiritual master, and by proper use of one's trained intelligence for meditating upon the super soul dwelling within every living being. This consciousness is firmly developed by a devotee who has rendered loving service unto the Lord by carrying out the orders of the spiritual master. Srila Narada-ji contacted bona fide spiritual masters, served them sincerely, and got enlightenment rightly. Thus he began to meditate.
Tasmin nirmanuje ranye pipalopasta ashutaha atmanatmanam atmastam itashutam achintayam.
Yes, it is considered that the process of Jnana Yoga as executed by the philosophers, speculative philosophers, is engaging the mind primarily. Neti neti, thinking, feeling, willing, trying to understand or come to the spiritual platform by use of mental faculties. But the process of yoga, Dhyana yoga, meditational yoga, is considered to be higher because it's on the intelligence platform. Utilizing one's intelligence to control the mind. Because above the mind is the intelligence. So with intelligence, one can understand that this mind is very flickering, it's very difficult to control. But I will try to fix it on the form of the Lord. Therefore, it's a higher consideration, because the impersonalist or the jnanis, they come to the impersonal conclusion. They try to fix their minds on something that has no form. Whereas the yogis try to fix their mind on the form of the supersoul, Paramatma. Ishvara sarva bhutanam ridesha arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarva bhutanam yantra udhani maya. Krishna is situated as supersoul in the heart of every living entity. And he's directing all the wanderings. This supersoul feature is aniruddha. Yogis meditate on the form of four-handed Vishnu holding Shankha, Gada, Padma, Chakra, four instruments in the hand. To meditate on the personality of Godhead, this is smarnam, remembering. So it's also a process of bhakti yoga. There are some of the meditators who, depending on their consciousness, they may be thinking of the Lord that is myself. Sometimes meditators mistakenly think that I and the super soul are the same. So this is, again, another impersonal conception. And some are in the mood of awe and reverence, some appreciation. And there may also be meditation on the Lord in a higher relationship with Krishna or with Vishnu. Generally, the transcendentalists, they know this system, how to perform this yoga, this type of Ashtanga yoga, controlling the first of all, yam niyam, first two stages of this yoga. Yam means rules, niyam, regulations. So rules and regulations, what does that include? That includes brahmacharya. Brahmacharya means celibacy. So the first principles of practicing yoga is celibacy. One has to give up the sense gratification. And it's not that a yogi practicing this type of meditation, he goes to work all day and then comes home and performs meditation for 15 minutes. No. The idea is, this is it. This is what he does all the time. He simply meditates. Then yam niyam, asan, sitting postures. There are sitting postures that are conducive for controlling the mind. Dhyana bastita tatkatena manasa yam yoginaha. Yogi practices meditation, controls the mind. fixing the mind on Vishnu. Ultimately, samadhi, the intelligence is fixed on the super soul. However, one who practices bhakti yoga, he gets the same, he gets the realizations through his process. Because the process of bhakti yoga being the supreme yoga, one gets the realizations or the benefits of all the lower forms of yoga. Just as if one receives $1,000,000, he gets all the benefits of having $1,000 and $100. He doesn't have to separately go out and find $1,000 after receiving $1,000,000. He's included 1,000 and he's included 100. In the same way, a bhakti yogi gets all the benefits of the Ashtanga yogi. He realizes super soul in the heart. And he has the benefit. He receives the happiness and the bliss that comes from fixing the mind on the super soul and from being free from material attachments. The impersonalists also try to become free from material attachment and material conceptions. But the bhakti yogi gets that too. Therefore, one of the Vaishnava acharyas, he said, Mukti mukulitanjani sevate smat dharmartha kama samaye pratiksha. That I'm engaged in devotional service, but the personification of mukti, liberation herself, personified, is standing with folded hands, waiting to serve me, and she's assisted by dharma, artha, and kama. Religion, economic development, and sense gratification. They're also waiting to serve me. So everyone's waiting to serve the Vaishnava. The demigods also are very pleased with the Vaishnava. Sometimes there may be some envy on the part of one demigod, Indra or something, who's afraid that a particular yogi is going to take over his position when he gets power. But that's rare. We read a few instances of that. For the most part, and of course, the other thing about the Vaishnava is that differentiated from the meditating yogi, because it's true that sometimes those who meditate and perform the yoga, they're after positions. They want mystic powers and they want a position like Indra. That's why he's afraid of them. But we don't see Indra ever trying to do anything to harm Narad Muni. Because he knows that Narad Muni has absolutely no interest in his post. Narad Muni considers being Indra or that position to be, you know, insignificant. Vidhi Mahendra Dees Chikatayate. This is a verse spoken by Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati. He said that because I'm engaged in devotional service, he explained that one who has received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and is engaged in devotional service, for him, he considers Brahma's and Indra's position to be like little insects. He considers them insignificant. What it means is, it doesn't mean that he's being disrespectful. It means he doesn't have any even slight desire to have their position. or to enjoy as they're enjoying. Is everyone following? He's not. He doesn't care for their position. If he were offered, would you like to be Indra? Would you like to have Indra's post? Indra's post is very attractive because he has Indra Loka and he has beautiful society ladies there, Apsaras, they're called. Angels. Apsaras. And he has so much wealth and he lives for such a long time, very beautiful. And the lifestyle is also filled with sense gratification. But Narada Muni has no interest in it. Personalities like that, Shukadeva Goswami, if you offer them, would you like to be like Indra? No, I'm not interested in that. Why? How can they not be interested in Indra's position? Everyone in the material world wants to be like Indra, wants to enjoy like that. Certainly everyone here in this world, they're all even trying to be like Gates, and his position is not nearly as exalted as Indra. What is Gates? He's just playing around with some little computers. And he's not a very big enjoyer, even in this material world. So, the Vaishnava has no need for these things because he's getting something better. What is the better thing? The better thing is he's engaged in devotional service. There's nothing better to achieve than pure devotional service. That's the highest. There's nothing Krishna has better than that. If you're trying to get the best thing, if you're thinking, what can I get from Krishna, the best thing? Well, he already explained that to the gopis, that there's nothing I can give you higher than devotional service. So sometimes people, they think I'll engage in devotional service until I can go on to something better. And just for the time being, I'll do some devotional service until I get some money that I can really enjoy. Arto, artarto, jnani. Arto, jigyasu, artarti, jnani, chapartashva. Four different types of persons come to Krishna consciousness. At least, so, one person may be interested in getting some knowledge, one person may be interested in getting wealth, one person may be interested in getting liberation from anxiety. But the devotee actually gets a lot more than that. These things are quite insignificant. Prema Pamarta Mahan. A devotee gets love for Krishna, which brings about such ecstasy that tears are flowing from his eyes. Yugaitam nimeshena chakshusha pravrishaitam shunyaitam jagatsarvam govinda virahinami. He's feeling the separation of Krishna. The word pravrishaitam means just like the torrents of rain, like a cloud. Tears are flowing from his eyes. It's described that Lord Chaitanya was, when he was in exhibiting his ecstatic emotions, ecstatic love for Krishna, the tears were flowing from his eyes and they were wetting everyone in the area when he was dancing. It was like a syringe, the water came out. So much water was coming out of his eyes, ashru. Phony tears. So how is that possible? Because he was in such ecstasy. Krishna gave him Though we, in the material world, it's hard to imagine that type of happiness, because the highest form of happiness that we can imagine is sex life. But that's also very limited and small, short. Imagine getting even the pleasure of sex life at every moment. That's what they'd like. But transcendental pleasure is trillions of times more than sex life, and it's also increasing at every moment. And that is coming from only from bhakti. This is the special benefit of devotional service. So what is devotional service? Shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, vishnupadasevanam. 9 limbs of bhakti. And the spiritual master teaches the disciple how to engage in all 9. If not 9, then 8 or 7 or 6, at least one. If one engages in at least one activity of devotional service, then he can achieve perfection that way. Any questions?
So the samadhi that is obtained by Ashtanga Yoga and samadhi that is obtained by Bhakti Yoga, are they the same or there is any difference between them?
Well, same in one sense, in that they are fixed on the form of the Lord. And they're free from all the material pangs, the material disturbances. So there's no material disturbances. They're transcendental. But the Ashtanga yogis fix their mind on Narayan. And whereas the bhakti yogis, their mind is fixed generally on Krishna. Maybe Narayan, but generally Krishna or Ramachandra. And they have different rasas. In the samadhi of the bhaktas, there are the rasa of parental love or conjugal love or love and friendship, whereas the yogis, their rasa is generally one of awe and reverence, just appreciating the form of the Lord. So there are higher stages. So the beginning stage of samadhi, you could say, is achieved by the Ashtanga yogis. And the higher stage of samadhi is achieved by the bhakti yogis. Their trance is, it's a mystic trance, but it's a mystic trance based on more intimate love. They are more closely. Who knows Krishna better, the Ashtanga yogis or the gopis? Who's closer to God? Who's giving God more pleasure? The Ashtanga yogis are far away. Just like even further away would be the impersonalist Vedantists. They're not even as close as the yogis. So in this way, but the bhaktas are the ones that he chooses to interact with all the time. They're not just officially serving him or mechanically serving him, but they're doing so out of spontaneous love. That is the position of the braja bhaktas. Braja bhakti is performed on the spontaneous platform.
You said that by performing any of the 9 processes of devotional service that we can attain perfection. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says many thousand men may endeavor or attain perfection, but hardly one knows me in truth. Could you elaborate on that or explain that?
Yeah. What's the connection between those two?
Well, you said to attain perfection through performing these different devotional, the processes of devotional service. Well, Krishna himself says in the Bhagavad Gita that many thousand men live for perfection, and of those who achieve perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. So what does it mean to achieve perfection?
It means to be engaged in devotional service is the ultimate perfection. One type of perfection is to realize that one is not this body, aham brahmasmi. That's, you could say, a beginning type of perfection. Yes, so when we're speaking about the nine processes of bhakti, that type of perfection is the highest engaged in devotional service. Yes. Although, there may be also other levels, as we were saying, because meditating upon the form of the Lord, that's also a perfection. And the yogi. So yes, they would be in that category. That's also perfection. Different kinds of perfection. Perfect, more perfect, most perfect. Even Krishna's pastimes are described as being perfect when he's in Mathura, more perfect in Dwarka, and most perfect in Vrindavan. So that means within the transcendence, there are varieties. It's not that everything is without distinctions. The Lord has, for example, everyone in the spiritual world is on the transcendental platform. But still, there are some who are very intimate with Krishna. It's like it said that there are something 1,008 or something of most intimate. There are millions of gopis, but of those 1,008 are prominent. Of those 108 are prominent. Of those 8 are prominent. Of those 2 are prominent, and of those 1 is prominent. So we see that although they're all on the transcendental platform, still there are varieties. Still some are most intimately associated with Krishna. Most advanced. Any other questions?
So is it more auspicious to meditate on the form of the Lord or to remain as at meditating on the Lord's feet? Or because in Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya says in the Shikshas.
Did you say feet?
Like the auspicious markings on his feet.
No, that's also form. That's the feet of the Lord. That's his form. And it is recommended that one begin with the meditation on the feet. And then gradually the meditation goes up to his lotus ankles, his lotus shanks, his lotus knees, lotus thighs, lotus waist, lotus face. In this way, the meditation is performed by the yogis. And that's why we also, in Bhakti Yoga, we begin by reading Srimad Bhagavatam from the first canto. First and second canto are compared to his lotus feet. There are 10 different subject matters of Srimad Bhagavatam. Atra sargo sargascha. So the creation and subcreation. Stanam poshanam utayaha. And the maintenance of the universe and management of the universe. Then manvantaresha anu katha, the manus ruling the universe and discussions about the personality of Godhead. Nirodha, Muktir Ashramam Ashrita. The closing up of the universe or annihilation and liberation and the Samambonam. So in this way, the lotus feet, beginning with the first two cantos, then going up, and ultimately the smiling face, the Samambonam, is the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So that is the meditation as one goes up. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Jai.